1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Great to have you here. Working in corporate life is hard any way you cut it, and many times it's your own self that's limiting your success. My next guest is here to help. Peggy Caruso is a CEO and executive personal development coach. She's the author of the brand new book, Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, A Simple Guide to Leadership Balance and Success in Your Business. Peggy, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. What's your background? What kinds of work were you doing before being a coach?
Well, as you stated, I'm an executive and personal development coach. I'm an author, and I'm an eight-time entrepreneur.
Well, eight-time entrepreneur. What kinds of businesses were you involved in?
I've had several restaurants and several real estate businesses and my life coaching, and I did a notary business with a signing agent across the United States.
Oh, okay. Now, were they all successful businesses?
Yes.
Were they? Okay. So what was the hardest time, would you say, you had as an entrepreneur then?
Owning a restaurant. If you could take the having employees out, I mean, it's a tough business because, you know, if somebody calls off, you're the one who's doing it. So it's a very challenging business.
Uh-huh. It's a pretty high failure rate in the restaurant business, isn't there?
It is. I was good at it, so I pride myself on that. I was very successful at it. So,
What kind of restaurant was it? I'm curious.
I had a family-owned restaurant, and then I had a more higher end. It was at our local airport.
Okay, like fine French food, that kind of thing. Or?
We had a high end steak, and we had prime rib and, you know, top-of-the-line seafood. So it was a more elegant sit-down dinner place.
Well, that sounds great. Carrie Caruso with us. A brand-new book, by the way, is Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, and this is 1320 WILS. So when you're coaching folks, I mean, what is the main issue they're having when they're coming to you? What's their typical problem?
That's a tough question because I'm very diversified. I do children, I teach, incorporate a lot of success principles. I have stay-at-home moms, I have college students, and I have corporate people. I do a lot of leadership training and retreats and team building as well.
When you talk about success principles, well, give me an example of what that would be.
You mean when I'm talking about children?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the adults. Or actually, no, that's actually more interesting. When you talk about kids, I mean, how often do you have kids coming in to learn about success?
Oh, I have a lot of them. And I'll give you an example. I had one girl come in, and she had a lot of negativity. And so I turn around the negatives and turn them into positives. And in doing so, I redirect them with skill sets and try to figure out what they're good at. She loves horses and, you know, thought she'd grow up to do something with horses. But after we did a skill set exercise, I found out she was very artistic. And so I bought her a program on how to become a cartoonist, and she started building a business at 12.
Wow. When you say negativity, you mean a negative outlook on things? Or?
Whether they're adults or children or college students, everybody has negatives. I try to teach them that if you can change something, change it. If you can't, you have to get it out of your mind because it is a negative and it will create more negative. So I teach them how to turn that around and make it a positive.
Well, how do you get something negative out of your mind?
Well, there's many ways. A lot of course, relaxation techniques help with calming your mind. Of course, there's meditation and Tai Chi, yoga, and zero gravity. Floating is another good way. Those are all relaxation. And then, of course, there's auto-suggestion and positive affirmations as well. Those are all different ways to, you know, redirect that negativity out of your mind.
Yeah, that seems like a tricky thing to figure out what you can change, what you can't in terms of the negative things in your life. How do you determine that?
Well, you have to identify the saboteurs, which are the habits, bad habits that you have that limit you from reaching your desired outcome.
Okay. Well, what's a typical bad habit, would you say?
Oh, there's lots of bad habits. A lot of corporate people, one thing that I've discovered are they procrastinate a lot and lack organization, focus, and motivation, which definitely comes from keeping track of your productive actions versus your non-productive actions. Mm-hmm. And that helps you figure out your time wasters, which help you best utilize your time. So it does help with time and stress management and balancing career and family.
Mm. When you look at what they're doing, why are they procrastinating? What's behind that?
Well, again, like I said, a lot of it is time wasters.
But are they afraid of? I mean, why are they just not doing the work that they need to be doing? Are they nervous, afraid, just lazy? What is it?
Could be anxiety, could be depression, could be stress, could be that they can't manage their time and stress, and it could be a personal issue they're having at home or trying to find that balance.
Now, how much of your work is essentially psychological, would you say?
I wouldn't say what I do is not psychological. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I help people discover what behavioral patterns that aren't working for them, how to identify them and how to change them. And then, like I said, redirect that negativity. But we definitely put in a strategic plan of action. We work hard with goals, goal setting and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But we just have to identify the things that are going to limit us from reaching our goals.
Talking to Peggy Caruso, her brand new book is Revolutionize Your Corporate Life. When you talk about dealing with people and fellow workers and employees, is there any kind of issue you typically see with clients where they're having problems with their employees?
Oh, absolutely. A perfect example is a corporate client that I had who worked for a very large corporation, and they did a company survey, and it came back that there was some negatives with him, so they sent him to me. Mm-hmm. And actually, part of his problem was very simplistic. It was his countenance and his body language. So he is a super nice guy, but when he would, you know, walk through the main area where the employees were, you know, having his hands in his pockets, his shoulders in, his head down, you know, not smiling, all of those things help portray a different image.
Oh, really? So really just a matter of changing his body language that made the change?
Of course, we worked on other things as well, but that was part of it. And then, of course, there's, you know, the effective communication that you have with members of your team, you know, the chain of command and all the way down to the workers. And so we worked on things like that and attending having set up different meetings, you know, doing different corporate events with the people that, you know, were under him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've worked in the restaurant business for years. When you deal with employees, what's the real secret to getting them to be loyal and to work as hard as they can for you?
Well, I was very successful at that, and I had a great team. I had kids as young as 14, and I had, you know, women that were 60, and you had to get everybody to work together. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of meetings, tried to incorporate a lot of different strategies to get everybody to have that effective communication. And then I always paid my employees very well so that they felt that they didn't have to go elsewhere, because in the restaurant industry, that's the number one problem. People jump from restaurant to restaurant. And so I had a very loyal team. So
the compensation was key to that. That's interesting. So how often is that really an underlying issue when you see these problems in the workplace?
I don't believe that compensation is necessarily the only issue. I think that you have to have develop a very good rapport with all of your employees. I think you have to be sympathetic. I think you have to show them that you're a leader. Mm-hmm. Teach them leadership skills. You don't have to be in a leadership role to have leadership skills.
Now, Peggy Caruso, her brand new book, Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, A Simple Guide to Leadership Balance and Success in Your Business. What, in terms of what the qualities you brought in your own leadership, what would you say, what is it about the way you deal with people that made you a success?
Understanding the different personalities and how you can communicate with them. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody, I think I'm an excellent communicator with many different types of personalities, but it's understanding those different personality types. You know, when I did my last book and I did a lot of interviews, they would give me scenarios and say, okay, if you have a child in the cafeteria and they're being bullied, what advice would you give them? That's very difficult until you figure out what kind of person that is, because if you give them something that's going to make them, you know, have to communicate and they're very shy, you could do more damage. And it's the same thing in the corporate world. So you have to understand how to deal with different personalities.
And how do you go about, when you're trying to figure out what the personality of the person is, how do you do that exactly?
Understanding if they're visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. A visual person is someone like myself, talks fast, moves fast, does everything fast. An auditory person is someone who just sits back and takes it all in, listens very well. And a kinesthetic person is someone who is very detail-oriented, needs to know all the details of something. Once you understand those are the personality types, it's easier to find a way to communicate with them.
Okay, so when you're dealing with someone like yourself as an employee, how do you approach them then?
relative to...
Well, you said you're more of a visual person, right? You move and talk fast.
Right.
When you're dealing with that kind of personality, right. What's the best way to manage that kind of person?
I do very well with that because that's the type of person I am. You can be very blunt, to the point. You don't have to dance around things. You don't have to do things very specific. You can, you know, kind of just blurt them out, where some people are very detail-oriented and they have to sit and take notes, and, you know, that's how they function.
Okay. And you just, by talking to them, you just kind of try to, how long does that take to kind of figure out what kind of person they are then?
Well, for most people, I'm not sure how long it would take until you learn how to do that. And I've learned that through my years of, you know, education and experience. So I can pretty much understand somebody's personality type within like 10 minutes.
Okay. And just by, okay. Interesting. When you're dealing with someone that's auditory, where there's more of that listening involved, do you approach them then in a different way or say?
Yeah, more calm. Mm-hmm. They don't take to a visual person if you project it that way. So I know I'm a relaxation therapist as well, so I understand how to talk in a monotone voice, mm-hmm. very calm, very slow when I need to.
Oh, so you'll actually change your entire talking pattern depending on who you're talking to, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, wow, that sounds like
some
an interesting approach.
Some people are shy, and some people are shy and get offended easy. So, you know, I did some corporate training yesterday with a group of men, and, you know, some of them were very blunt. And so I was teaching them different ways to communicate with their members of their team. Hmm.
Is it hard to change these guys when they've been a certain way all these years to tell them, hey, sometimes you need to act this way and sometimes that way?
It depends if they want to learn to change, and they all did. They were here for a leadership training and took away a lot of good things. So, yes, they definitely wanted to do it.
Interesting. Peggy Caruso, her brand new book, Revolutionize Your Corporate Life, A Simple Guide to Leadership, Balance, and Success in Your Business. How can people get a hold of you or find out more about you if they want to?
I'm on social media, and my website is
www.lifecoachingandbeyond.com. Lifecoachingandbeyond.com. Peggy Caruso, right here on 1320 WILS. Peggy, great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.